following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Almost everybody I talk to these days has a great StubHub story. Whether it's finding a great deal to an NBA game or scoring last-minute seats to a hot NHL matchup, you've probably got a story of your own, too. So you know how clutch StubHub is, but have you downloaded their app yet? The StubHub app lets you see everything that's going on around you in the coming weeks, sports, concerts, whatever, and then grab seats right from your phone. It's everything you love about StubHub in the palm of your hand. So head to the App Store and get yours today. It's free.
StubHub!
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one?
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
20 bucks, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep, return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Go to your nearest Advance Auto Parts to find out more. See store for details.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, man, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. I barely made it.
Blew right in here, though, didn't you?
I thought it was Thursday, but apparently it's National Pick Your Trash Can Up Out of the Middle of the Street Day.
I think you're right.
Hey, kids, on your lunch break, here's what you do. You like riding that truck around? Get out in the residential area. Man, there is an obstacle course set up for you, boys and girls.
Oh, Douglas.
Hey, Doc Sadler's terrible. He should be fired. We shoot 52% and get pounded.
You know what the sick part about the whole deal was? It was over. I mean, we were never in that ball game. I mean, early on it was 20-9. I mean,
I know.
You're just never in the thing. It's not like you can say, "You know what? Till halftime we played them close." No. Over. Never made a run. The bad part is Doc. Everybody likes Doc. Everybody thinks with a couple players
Sadler.
Yes, yes. Let's clear that up. Everybody likes what Doc Sadler off the court, on the court. I think everybody's happy with every, but the players he gets, and you can't recruit. Apparently, well, I guess he can recruit, but he can't get them enrolled in the school because of a variety of things. When he does get people, they get hurt. He's shown the door, what, the day after the season? I mean, seriously, he's left Tom Osborne no other choice. 4-11 in the Big Ten Conference. Now, the Big Ten Conference is, it's a good conference. It's one of the best in basketball. But 4-11, that's not, you know, that's just unacceptable, especially for a guy. I guess you got these facilities. There's people out there saying, give him one more year. I mean, there's people out there saying, let's let him recruit to this facility. I don't think Dr. Osborne has a choice.
Yeah, it's the end is near, and now they play at seventh-ranked Michigan State, who kind of had a test last night with Minnesota. it's so funny. It's just so funny, Daddy. Back in the days when I used to invest, this would have just busted me. But I'm sitting there last night. Of course, we're at Cunningham's with Sean Callahan, and the Minnesota-Michigan State comes down to the final few seconds, and Minnesota is going to lose the game. But there's a table full of guys over there just going crazy. Michigan State's going to the line to shoot two throws to put them up six. I'm going,
five and a half?
Hey, guys, what's the spread? It's six! Get in there! And then, of course, you know, there's enough of them where one of the guys goes, watch this, Minnesota will trade a three. So there's 6 seconds left, 8 seconds left in the game. Down the floor they come. Minnesota pulls up from 24. Swish. 1.8 to go, and the game is down at three. And Minnesota ends up
fouling, making two
threes. Covering the game. Yes. So, yeah. I had a buddy named Tony that happened to a couple times, and not you.
Yes.
By the way, Don Leese is going to join us here in about 5 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Head coach at Kearney Catholic. Talk about their big matchup with Minden tonight. Later on in the program, Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fauner Park, is going to join us. Tomorrow, they start running for the fun at Fauner. But
this wing gets out of here for that. I just want a nice... I mean, I know it's not going to be 60 degrees, but 45 would be fine without this wind.
Can you imagine Perry Compton coming around turn three and hitting that wind?
Well, Perry Compton was bigger than most.
Blowing right out the holes.
Some of those guys aren't that big.
Woo! And I think it's supposed to. It's just supposed to be this way all day. I love how the weathermans go. And our buddy, you know, pick whoever you want, but Kent Bouton. Yeah, it's going to be about 58, 60 degrees near record highs. Yeah, that wind's going to blow 35 miles an hour. But think about how nice it's going to be outside.
Wind chill's 38.
Thanks. Yeah. He. You know what? Doesn't matter. He's peppy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all good. Long as we're not stuck in a foot of snow and it's 12 below or worse. Daddy, I got a question for you. We've made it all the way to Thursday. You went on this fishing trip to Panama.
Yes.
We haven't heard the fishing story.
Well,
did you catch anything? Now, again, you've told me a few, and it sounds mostly like the people. I mean, you're on the, what do you call it, an expedition? I mean, whatever.
You've got an adventure.
Yeah, you pay for all this, and there's people that have the boat, and they are on the boat, and the workers are there.
Right.
It really sounds a lot to me like they catch the bait. They throw the bait out. You're not fishing for trout. You're fishing for the big stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, hundreds of pounds of stuff that big fellas like you can reel in. But it sounds like to me they catch the bait, they throw the bait out, they throw the line out.
They don't catch the bait.
They catch the bait. They catch the fish, and then they kind of have you reel it in, and then when it gets in, then they keep the fish. Now, how'd this go?
No, not exactly.
Okay, you tell me how it goes.
They want to hook the billfish. Because that's what you're trying to catch, and if you tried to hook it, there's an art to it, which somebody from Nebraska would have no idea how to do that. We would jerk the teaser, they call it, right out of the billfish's bill, if you will. So they end up really setting the hook. When you're fishing for tuna, you would throw a popper, they call it, which is like a hula popper for bass, only except on a scale, which is about, I would say 10 times lighter, probably weighs a pound, maybe a little bit over a pound, and they've got it on this braid line. I mean, it's just fishing reels just like you know them around here, except much bigger scale. This guy would throw this popper thing. I mean, as we sit here, I'm thinking he would hit across the street from Taco John's. I mean, he'd throw the thing 100. I mean, I don't know how far, but he'd launch it. And then that's just how they do it. And when they hook up the fish, then you get to pull from them, and then you get what you were there for, to crank these things in. Now, I went with some guys from Wood River area, one guy from Fremont, two people other than myself from Kearney. And I did not say on the radio who caught the big fish. I did not say whose turn it was in the chair to reel in the big fish. Okay, Rich Fisher, it is your time. Lucky SOB that you are. Marlin, we rose a marlin right behind the boat, and people think if you've never been and you think, well, you're fishing for marlin, you're fishing for sailfish, you're fishing in 1,000 foot of water or 145 meters of water. I mean, so fishing 1,000
meters, you're learning.
1,000 foot of water, whatever. You know, you're thinking, well, you're fishing down. No, you're fishing right basically behind the boat. Like the lure that the fish hit on was literally 20 yards behind the boat. Well, then when they see the fish strike it, they let the deal go, and then they lock it up, and then he takes out a bunch of line. But I got to catch a sailfish. I got to catch some snapper. I caught an amore eel, which is kind of neat to see.
What do you do with an amore eel?
Let it go.
You love it?
No. We actually caught two. One got tangled up in the line, and the one caught, of course.
Nothing? Amore
no.
Eel, love, amore, love?
Yes. No.
Nothing there.
I think it's spelled differently.
Nothing.
But
okay.
I like your Italian references. So on my boat, we caught two sailfish and a marlin. And, you know, people think, well, that, you know, that's pretty slow or pretty, you know, that's great. You caught a 400-pound marlin. We fished 5 days, 12 hours a day, 6 o'clock till 6 at night.
No. You didn't fish 12 hours a day. No. It takes a while to get out there.
You're right. But you were on a boat 12 hours a day. It was 95 degrees every day, which
is
cool.
What do you do? Is it an hour out, 2 hours out?
2 hours, a little over 2 hours.
It's like 4 hours of the 12 hours. You're just riding on a boat.
Well, but in the morning, you got to remember, they got nice bean bags. I just kicked back and had a towel over my face, keep the spray out of my eyes. And I sawed logs for, you know, a good hour 45 of it.
Well, no wonder the fish didn't follow the boat.
Where we went...
Scared them.
Where we went, basically the water, they said, was 86, 87 degrees. It's supposed to be about 80 to 82 degrees. So the fish had kind of moved out. Normally, this is a great time of the year.
But you didn't jump in and swim?
We couldn't really talk to our people because they know Spica, the language that I Spica. And I don't speak their language, you know, either. So... I didn't ever say...
Nice trip. You should have brought somebody with you that could, you know, translate.
I caught a couple of big amberjacks.
I can only imagine what they were saying in Spanish about you. El hombre! Largo!
Hey, el hombre. That's not people that offends people.
No, it doesn't. It's just that Albert Pujols doesn't want to be called that.
I know.
Every once in a while, they run down the halls at Kearney Catholic yelling, El Hombre, to Don Lease, the head boys basketball coach of the Stars, as they get ready to play in the sub-district championship tonight against Minden. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Coach.
Morning.
How's
things going? I hear a fishing trip or something, 90 degrees out, 80-degree water temperature. Where's this at?
Well, it's you know...
By the equator.
Daddy was by the Suez Canal somewhere in Panama. Anyway, you know, it's where teacher's salaries can take you all the time. Good thing you're pulling down that coaching bonus. Tonight's the night, Donald. I know that Tuesday night was going to be a tough night, and especially after Adams Central clipped you at the end of the season, it made it way more tougher, and that game goes into overtime. But you've got out of that first game in the toughest sub-district in the state. How are the boys feeling going into the game?
You know, they feel good. You know, like I told them, you know, it's a great atmosphere. We had a good atmosphere the other night, Tuesday night. You're playing in a great facility. I said, soak this all in, fellas. I said, this is what, you know, it's all about, is coming out here and playing a game like this. You got a good chance of, you know, moving on and stuff. We got, you know, and we happened to move on that night. Got lucky, and, you know, Alex hit a three-pointer with about 19 seconds left to send us into an overtime. And then in the overtime, you know, they had a couple looks, just couldn't knock them down. And Big Squire stepped out and nailed a three for us and, you know, kind of put us ahead. And, you know, you could see once we hit that shot, our kids just kind of went, you know, and relaxed a little bit and played a lot better, you know, from there on. But we got Minden tonight. You know, our kids are looking forward to playing because we get to move on and get to play tonight. So they're looking forward to it.
Don, is it an advantage, disadvantage playing a team like Adams Central, similar to you, back-to-back?
Well, you know, we made a few adjustments. They made a few adjustments. It comes down to, you know, who's going to hit shots and stuff. Keegan Fitzgerald struggled a little bit the other night, but he took the ball hard to the hole and created some things for us. And, you know, that was probably one of the bigger keys. He looked to dish a little bit more, but he had some open looks that didn't go for him, and hopefully that goes for him tonight. Brady got on fire, Barrett, on Tuesday night. He was hitting some deep threes and some fadeaways and stuff, and he got on fire, and we, you know, didn't have an answer for him for a while, and must have got a little bit of shooter's elbow because he missed a couple down the stretch that we got lucky on.
Yeah, and then how about the night that big Alex Lease had tearing it up?
Yeah, Alex played well. Shot the ball well from the outside, took it to the hole a few times and stuff. We did a better job of looking inside this time, which on the first night we played them last Thursday, we didn't do a good job of looking inside. And, you know, I told our guys, you know, that's one thing, even though, you know, we're about 5'9 to 6 foot, we're going to look to go down inside and make a few post moves, try to get to the free throw line. And if it's there, take it. If not, kick it out and move the ball again. We did a pretty good job of doing some of that.
Don, when you say you're 5'9", 6 foot, but if you look at your team, they're going to point to one guy and say, well, Squires is the inside guy. but he also goes outside. Obviously, that's an advantage for you. Do you like to see him inside, though, more tonight?
For rebounding purposes, yes. Scoring purposes, I just soon see him launch the three. He's a guy that likes it out there on that side, and he does a good job now of throwing the ball inside. So, you know, we can take, you know, some things down inside with maybe the Hoosman kid or even the Colling kid. Collings does a good job of getting the shot off inside. But we, like I told Dave, I said, the big thing is you got to hit the boards, big fella. I mean, you got to get in there and do some banging for us because, you know, we did a better job the other night of hitting the boards. And then on last Thursday, they whipped us on the boards. And Tuesday, we did a lot better job of hitting the boards.
Don Lease, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What is it about Minden that makes them so good?
Carson Bloom and Derek Kissinger. You know, you got Carson who can do a lot of things. I mean, you throw some. I'd hate to play that kid in horse because there's no way you get a letter on him because he does some things. You know, when he's driving to the hoop. And he's got good eyes. He can, you know, if you double off of somebody, and he's going to find somebody. So it's Carson's one person that you really got to stop. But Derek outside too, and then Derek's been going inside a little bit also. And then they got the healthy Swinka kid, 6'4" inside, and he's doing a lot of damage inside. I think he had 15 or 16 points the other night against St. Cecilia. And the role players, the other guys are doing a good job of doing their role and being in spots where they can score. And Carson gets them the ball when they do.
You know, Don, one thing I find interesting about Ravenna, about Minden, about you guys, these kids have all come up together, playing together. It's not, they're not outside kids that one showed up as a sophomore and had to blend in. These kids have all, Minden doesn't matter, football, basketball, these kids have grown up playing. I mean, they know where each other are on the floor as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's a big key. You know, when you're driving to the hoop, you know, okay, if I get stopped by this guy, I know this guy's open. I know that guy's over there in the corner. I know this guy's on the wing or whatever. You know, and that's a big key. And, we've played against them. We've played with them in the summertime on some traveling team stuff. These kids know each other. It's going to be a game, you know, hopefully, you know, we come out, we play well, hit some shots and stuff. Like you said, people know where they're at when they're driving to the hoop. People know exactly where people are going to be. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Hopefully they're on a cold spell and we get on a hot spell.
and then, it's not like this is the game to go to state either. There's going to be one more for these teams against either Valentine or O'Neill in the district final next week, mm-hmm. which the coaches will say is, well, Valentine's rated, Tony, so I guess we'll see. And, of course, we know O'Neill.
I would think both of these teams will be favored over
them,
though.
That's a good observation.
Talk to Mike Perenio.
No matter what, I know that the Kearney Catholic folks are wearing a T-shirt and a sock and carrying a duffel bag that says Boys Town, Wahoo, Norfolk Catholic, and Kimball on it because they want to stay in that wild card. Milford's already screwed things up by getting beat, and we'll talk about all that in a minute here. But, Don, we'll let you get back to teaching class. It's always fun following the stars, and hopefully we get to do it again on Monday and down at the state tournament.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks, guys. And if you need a translator, I can go, but I can't translate.
I appreciate that.
Always helpful. Yeah. Always willing to help. Thanks, Don. Don Lees, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. They set 7th in the wild card points, and it is so close. Usually there's a half point in between some of these guys. No, you look at Kearney Catholic, they've got 43.7826. Milford, 0.95. Kimball, 0.91. Kearney Catholic, 0.78. Valentine, 0.69. Bishop Newman, 0.60. Game tonight is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM in Hastings, and the pregame is at 6:45. Tip-off at Hastings College is at 7. Kearney Catholic High School, this is kind of weird because it all meshes together. They're playing at Hastings, and yet both their schools have sub-district finals tonight. Bertrand and Loomis, 7 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9. Amherst, Kennesaw, here on ESPN tonight from Minden, also at 7 o'clock.
And Bertrand Loomis, little Phelps County rivalry going on there. It's 8 miles from Bertrand to Loomis, but I think it's 7 from Loomis to Bertrand. I don't know how that works for sure, but Yeah, they're going to take the gloves off tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Loomis handled Bertrand early in the year. I mean, it wasn't 15, 16, I think 18 points, something like that.
Bertrand's a different ball club since the end of the 2011 season. They've been playing a lot different here in 2012.
Well, you hope so. I mean, if you're a Viking, Loomis got to shore up the free throw issues. I talked to Steve Johnson the other night. He wanted to beat his head against the wall. I mean, he didn't know what he's... I don't know what to do. It's not like...
And then they miss some free throws. I've got one thing for you, Daddy, about this wild card thing. Mm-hmm. It's happened a couple of times. If you want to shore up the wild card, you say, well, you've got it locked up. These teams that get beaten the first game of the postseason to losing teams, gone. You aren't playing your best basketball now. You're out. Yep, you were upset. Sorry, you don't get to go. That'll make you play for something. Happened to the Sandy Creek girls last year. It's happened to the Milford boys this year. Unbelievably, I think it was to Fairbury in both cases. And I'm not picking on these teams because you can pick out a bunch of teams out there. But at least you gotta do something in the postseason. You can't just kick your feet up and say, well, we're in.
Yeah, and like you say, if you're in a loaded, the Kearney Catholic Minden deal, we understand that. You got bounced and you're up in the wild card. That's the way it is. When everybody's got a winning record and you play these teams of 6 points back and forth all year, that's fine. But when you get bounced, I especially don't like seeing teams that are the first or second seeds that are complacent going in, get bouncing. Oh, a rematch. How convenient.
We'll take a break.
That's lovely, too, by the way. Then you get that team at state, and all of a sudden, well, we won by 28 points, and we advanced to the semifinals.
We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this. Steve Anderson, Fodder Park Track Announcer, going to join us. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Stop at CarQuest Auto Parts for new tech organic and semi-metallic disc brake pads, starting at just $10.99. To help with your brake job, you'll need CRC non-chlorinated brake clean in the 14-ounce can. Buy one at regular price, get the second one free after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Now through April 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Hey, what are you going to do for the big game tonight, Golic?
I don't know if I'm going to make it until tonight. I need some of that basketball excitement now!
I know that feeling like when you just have to pull over and grab a great-tasting Diet Dew. Sounds like you need to keep your frenzy and your taste buds fueled.
Great diagnosis, Doc. What can I do about it?
You got a Diet Dew on you?
Does defense win championships? Of course I do.
And you don't have to wait anymore. Diet Dew is giving away a prize a minute every weekend in March and April.
A prize a minute? I think even I can wait that long. I'm going to ESPN.com/Diet Dew right now.
A wise man once said,
"If one does not tuneth one's own horn, it shall remain largely untuned."
And that's why the Midway Auto Group in Kearney wants to do a little horn blowing. You see, we want you to know we had a great year, and we're pretty sure it's because we offer our customers a hassle-free buying experience, bottom-line pricing, free routine maintenance for a year, and free car washes for life. Come to think of it, maybe that's also the reason why the Midway Auto Group was named the best new and used car dealer in the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. It stands to reason when you set out to do things a little differently and create a better way to buy a vehicle, that good things are bound to happen. You gotta figure that's why Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is celebrating its 25th anniversary and the fact that we're the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska. And that Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest. So I say toot away, Midway, toot away. Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's a busy weekend of high school basketball action on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight, it's boys sub-district finals here on ESPN. Amherst takes on Kennesaw. Kearney Catholic plays Minden on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Loomis plays Bertrand on Classic Hits 98.9. Then Friday, it's girls district finals. Centura and Blue Hill on Classic Hits. Giltner and Litchfield on the Breeze, 94.5. It's high school hoops coming your way this week.
Wind advisory continues for the listening area. Today we'll see partly sunny skies as winds increase out of the northwest to 20 to 35. Temperatures will be steady in the low 40s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight and lows in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 43.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When this sports season gets over, I'll have some time to relax in my Lane recliner from Bruce Furniture. I haven't decided yet, though, Daddy. Where should I buy it? Hastings? Kearney? Holdridge?
I'd buy it in
Maybe
Alliance.
Alliance.
I'd go to Alliance.
I think so,
lovely.
Too. I bet Mike would make it same-day delivery.
It's lovely this time of year, I've heard.
If it's in their store, it'll be in your home, office, wherever you need it to be that same day, if you so desire. Check it out at Bruce Furniture, thebrucefurniture.com. Like them on Facebook. They've got some special deals for you. And when they move in the new furniture, they take out the old or move it wherever you want. It is hassle-free. It is what they do. Just the right help for you. Bruce Furniture, eliminating the clutter of the old furniture by taking it to the auction, the dump, maybe your kid's dorm room, wherever you need it, they'll do it for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We've got round two getting underway at the Accenture Match Play, Daddy.
Oh, I lost lunch to you yesterday.
Yee-hee! First day. I feel happy.
And it was the third. I mean, it wasn't either one of our first selections. It was your third selection.
Luke Donald went down in flames to Arnold Ells.
Well, which one doesn't belong? I told you, the apple, peach, orange airplane there. Read the 16 seeds off again. Which one of these does not belong?
George Coetzee, who was up on McElroy on the back nine. Nicholas Kolsaritz, who was close with Westwood till the end, and then Greg Chalmers, who just got thumped by Martin Keimer.
And then Ernie.
But, I mean, what's Chalmers doing playing golf? I mean, God, that's how long it took? I mean, he hits that game-tying three-pointer for Kansas, and then, that was Mario. Anyway.
That was his cousin. His grandpa builds the tractors.
Jeffrey, how are we doing? We've got you, me, producer Jeff, and the guy that used to stand in here, Merritt, all have filled out brackets. And how's that going, by the way?
Currently, Doug Duda is in the lead with 17 points. Each win was valued worth 1 point this round.
So I got one more than half of them right. Woohoo!
Merritt,
domination,
aka M-Dog, and Tony are in second place with 16, just one behind.
50%.
And then yours truly, the producer, 15 points, two back of Doug, one behind the Daddy and Merritt.
But here's the deal. It doesn't, it's nice to have the lead here, but now the points start to double, and are your boys still in it? I took a huge loss with Kinoros going down. Yesterday. The bottom half of my Gary player bracket looks like Sarajevo. It just got bombed, man. It's just bad. Well, let's face it. The guy I've got in the, what is that? The Sweet 16 and the Gary player. McElroy's the only one I got left. Ogilvy out. Dyson out. Woodland out. All gone. Kiros, one of my final four guys, is gone. And of course, you're screwed because your champion got beat already. That's usually something that happens to me. I got three of my final four left, and my Molinari upset. He came back to beat Bjorn in extra holes, Thomas Bjorn yesterday in extra holes. But Goosen, he choked against Brant Snedeker. He had that thing won.
Well, Ishikawa beat Haas, too, right?
Duh.
Well, see, my finalists are both out.
Wah, wah, wah.
Thanks for coming, Bill.
Let's see, of my Elite Eight... I've got Molinari, Kuchar, and Zach Johnson. He looked like me on that extra hole, hitting it into the weeds, thicket, whatever that is. McElroy, Westwood. So I got four of the five of the Elite Eight. I've only got four left.
Okay, I got Sergio and Schwartzel. Are they both still alive?
Schwartzel is. Sergio, bye-bye.
He was ahead, too, early, wasn't he?
Must have been real early, because Jimenez had him the whole back nine. Cigar, ponytail. Man,
Donald and Scott both gone. Bubba and Stricker, are they still alive?
Yep.
Okay, so I got three. Oh, Tiger, four. I got four out of eight.
It's good stuff, my man. Love brackets.
Okay. I found this interesting.
You got some stuff. Yep. State swimming starts today, by the way. Best of luck to the diving competitors. Only a couple from our area, but we'll let you know how they do this afternoon on sports.
Back page, and they have this in here every, you know, the college football notes every Thursday, whatever. So there's a deal that runs down in other news. Vanderbilt. Officials say the ACC has filed a formal complaint for one of its members of the Southeastern Conference involving the Commodores football team. They're not the ones cheating. It's eight out of the other. If you're going to file a complaint against Vanderbilt, let them cheat a little. It's Alabama and Auburn you got to look at, you goofballs.
Well, I don't know. Vanderbilt got, you know, they're like a 500 team. That's impossible. It was like looking at K-State on sanctions when Bill Snyder finally made him win some games.
Maryland coach, new coach Randy Edsall, gave unconditional releases to three players, including quarterback Danny O'Brien, after originally trying to block any transfer to a handful of schools, including Vanderbilt. The Commodores hired James Franklin as head coach in December 2010, away from Maryland, where he'd been coaching waiting to Ralph Friedgen. But I just looked at that like, Nebraska's filed a formal complaint against Indiana in football. No! I mean, there's battles. Let's not blow up Portugal when we can overtake China, all right?
Doug and Daddy Show with great insight from the big fella. Big Daddy, we go to the Dent Popper inbox here talking about how you had a hard time communicating with your guides on the fishing trip because you do not speak Espanol via the Dent Popper inbox. Daddy, you all speak the same language at the end of a fishing day and beer, such as they say, Corona.
Very true.
You say, El Rocky Mountain.
People still say, "Well, you guys drink beer all day out there." It's like it was 95 degrees. We drank a lot of water when we were out there.
That's hard to snooze. That's hard to drink when you're snoozing. Daddy actually has come into the program today with notes. And that is such a rarity that I want to make sure we get to those. Steve Anderson is going to join us, track announcer at Fauner Park in the next segment. But obviously, big fella, you have been storing up. You've got some things you want to let folks know about.
Well, what do you think about the Peyton to Miami billboards that are up? Fort Lauderdale. PeytonToMiami.com, now they're making a push. Is that even a suitor for, you like Miami for him?
I got to let the, on the surface that seems good. But I've got to let the professionals that know who's on contracts, what kind of draft picks, what kind of receivers, what kind of offensive line, what kind of left guard you got. I got to find out more about that. But, yes, it's a warm weather, and it would make it interesting because he would still have to play against Tom Brady twice a year.
Interesting. Darren Rovell, ESPN, he tweeted this morning.
MSNBC? Or is he just ESPN now?
I think he's ESPN now. Isn't
okay, all right. He's financial guy.
Yeah. Average price of game two of the finals last year in Miami, $616. Average price of tonight's game when the Knicks go to Miami, $712. You heard about it for an hour on Cowherd this morning about this. I mean, it's been all NBA talk.
Well, Cowherd said this morning that the courtside seats were going for $9,400 for that game.
It's in Miami. Those people can afford it. That's what it is. I mean, when you make too much money, that's what it is.
And one more note, little Royals note. Alcides Escobar showed up for camp. The only two players lacking right now, Unieski Betancourt and a left-handed pitcher, Jose Majerus, are no-shows so far. That's it. All the Royals
are in camp.
It's
got to be bad when you don't show up to the Royals camp. We'll take a break and talk to Steve Anderson from Fauner Park when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part. Advance
Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Wind advisory continues for the listening area. Today we'll see partly sunny skies as winds increase out of the northwest to 20 to 35. Temperatures will be steady in the low 40s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight and lows in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 43.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I had like seven things I wanted to say during break, and they've all just went right out my ear. I don't remember any of them. I don't remember any of them, but I do want to say, folks, the Doug and Daddy Bracket Buster for 2012 in the NCAA tournament, bigger and better than ever, with your chance to win $50,000 from ESPN Radio, H&H Distributing, and Cunningham's Journal with the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. Brackets open right after the selection show and close 12 hours before the tip-off of the field of 64. So that would be at 11 o'clock at night, the Wednesday night before the 14th. Top 10% of the bracketologists will receive a special T-shirt. There will be incremental prizes. Why would they put that tough word on this read? Incremental prizes and the best of the bracket prize awarded, even if the top picker finishes outside of that $50,000 grand prize. Complete rules will be posted soon on ESPNSuperstation.com. It's free to play. The only thing, you've got to be 18 and a legal resident of Nebraska to win. But it is the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge. It'll be a little bit different. It will not be on the ESPN site like we've had the last few years, but you couldn't win 50 grand the other way, so be listening and be paying attention. ESPNSuperstation.com, a chance to win 50 large.
My buddy Bill Haas was up one with one to play and missed a 5-foot putt.
Not with one to play. I think that happened on 17. But yeah, that is true. Yo rolled one in and went, "Yo, Bill!" And Bill choked it off. And then Bill didn't get up on 18, which is a great hole because it's tough to too much. Tiger grade up and down yesterday.
Oh, out of the sand. MP he's about grade. 6 inches from being back in the bunker, 6 inches from being off the green in the front.
6 inches from greatness. By the way, folks, congratulations to the Hastings College women's basketball team going to Briar Cliff, dancing all night long on the way home after that win, picking it up over the 11th-ranked team in the country by a score of 85-74. And they will play at the number 2 team in the country in the national semi or in the conference semifinals at Seward on Saturday. You'll hear it on 1230 KHAS.
Douglas, going on this weekend.
Yeah.
Our friend from Fauner Park, Steve Anderson, he calls the races, and I can't wait to have him on our radio show. Steve, how are you?
Hey, guys. Tony, terrific. Doug, it's an honor, and all I can say is I'm humbled once again by the fact that you can squeeze me in on National Pick Up Your Trash Can Day. I can't tell you how excited that is. This is the most informative show. I mean, Tony, you're taking notes and bringing them in now. You know, my experience in working with you a couple of times over the years is you show up 15 seconds before the show goes on the air. They're already into the intro, and it's you just wing it, baby. I love your style.
Well, you love it because there's not much of it, right?
Hey, before you start drilling me, I know, Doug, you mentioned Perry Compton's name. I just want you to know that the old boy turns 60 in a couple of weeks, and he's still getting the job done. He won a $500,000 race in late December down at Delta Downs in Louisiana. That's a $30,000 payday for a minute and 12 seconds work. He is the most unbelievable guy now, I think, in horse racing, and he deserves all the accolades he can get.
You know, there's,
so thank you for bringing that up.
You know, there's Bucky fill in the blank Dent, there's Aaron fill in the blank Boone, and of course, for those of us who grew up in that age, there is Perry fill in the blank Compton, because you know, you bet on him, no, and you didn't, and here he comes flying home. But obviously, our favorite jockey probably of all time. Before we break into the racing and everything that's going on starting tomorrow, I do want to get your reaction to the Nebraska State Racing Commission denying the lifting of the suspension on Dave Anderson.
I knew that was in front of the commission. I'm just hearing that, though, for the first time, and I've spent the last several mornings out in the racing office, including this morning, and nobody uttered a word about that. That does not surprise me. The Attorney General's office wanted the death penalty with Dave, who I am not ashamed to admit is a very dear friend of mine. I have not talked to him since he's gone on suspension. He got 3 years for a drug test violation that happened not only in Omaha with a couple of horses, but also in Iowa. And I think the sentence probably fit the crime. He's always been a tremendous athlete to horse racing. I've known him literally since he was a kid, breaking babies outside of Ashland, Nebraska. And he's a terrific horseman. He's won so many races. I've always felt he's been upstanding and a positive voice of Nebraska racing. It's unfortunate what's happened. I'm not surprised that they denied his request to stop that three-year suspension after the second year, but he's got capable hands working for him out at Fauner Park and the likes of Chuck Turco, and those horses just continue to keep on winning. It'll be interesting to see when Dave Anderson does come back to the track next year what the future holds for Chuck Turco, because this has been a career changer for Chuck. He was probably down on his back training in Oklahoma, Arkansas, maybe a little bit in Texas and Louisiana over the years, and Dave gave him a second chance in life, and we all need second, and in my case, four and five chances. And I can only wish Dave Anderson all the best, and Chuck Turco, I love you too. He's a regular listener to this show that I'm aware of, and it's just one of those unfortunate things that not only happen here on occasion, happens across the country, and I think everybody after 3 years will forgive and forget the things that have happened in the past. At least I hope so.
Steve Anderson, track announcer, Fauner Park, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, we get on to the meet this year. You got some exciting, you know, exciting first weekend to build on, and I guess Jeff Foxworthy comes to town for the first weekend of races.
Yeah, you know, this thing has taken on a life of its own, Tony, with the end of the Heartland Event Center, most recently the State Fair joining the Fauner Park facility as well. And if you haven't been out there lately, man, it's worth a drive over and just drive through the parking lot because it's awesome, the structures that have sprung up around the main grandstand and the regular Fauner Park offices. And everything has fed off of each other, and it's been tremendous for racing what's happened with the events that they're bringing in to the event center with the State Fair being there. And horse racing at Fauner, I continue to beat the drum loudly with all the avenues I have to talk about Nebraska horse racing, that things have, at least in the last 25 years or since the advent of simulcasting, have never been better. We come off back-to-back terrific seasons at Fauner Park, and to say that everybody's anticipating to just continue to improve on that is an understatement. There's a sense of electricity. Of course, there always is right out of the chute, first meet of the season on the Nebraska circuit. But, you know, it's like the start of the baseball season. Everybody's undefeated. They're going to win every race. And so it's really a neat time to be hanging around the racetrack. And this weekend, with Jeff Foxworthy coming in and all the other stuff going on in addition to live horse racing, you better come early. Get a parking stall as close as you can to the grandstand and stay late because it's going to be a dynamite weekend.
Obviously, in years past, there's been questions because we started earlier. The winters have been harsher. But this year, we've had a pretty good winter to this point, other than the one blast of snow. But are the barns full?
You know, the racing secretary, Doug Shep, and his assistant, Wayne Anderson, insist that they are all allotted to be full, and there's a waiting list of some 60 to 100 horses trying to get in on the grounds. I have heard this repeatedly over the years, and I try to hold off and walking through some of those barns until after the second or third week, and then just get a bird's eye view personally of what kind of livestock are stabled on the backside. I can only tell you right now, no, the barns aren't all full. They're scheduled to be full. The workouts in the morning have averaged between 70 and 100 head day in and day out. They have had the best winter of conditioning probably in the history of Fauner Park, and outside of 5 days or a couple of weeks ago after that 9 or 10 inch snow where they literally shut the track down, these horses should be as fit or fitter than they've ever been for the opening of the season. Now, this also, along with last year, is one of the latest openings in modern Fauner history. Back when they used to run 20 days in the mid to late 50s, early 60s, they wouldn't start the meet until the second week of March, sometimes even later than that. But when I started working for Fauner, which was 8 years ago, we were opening the second weekend of February, and you could just almost expect Old Man Winter to raise up his ugly face once the bell rang for live racing. January is the month we ought to be running here because they've just repeatedly been gorgeous over the years. But the weather looks like it's going to be tremendous through the end of this weekend and on into next week. You know we're going to still get some nasty weather somewhere along the line. I can't remember a year, this is going on my ninth season, is calling the races at Fauner, that we haven't lost at least a half, if not a whole day, of racing due to the weather. And of course, you know, they're prepared for that. We've become old pros on how to handle it. And again, thank heavens for simulcasting, guys, because it does salvage a day for the race fans who do get to the racetrack. And if they don't make it to the post for live racing, they can still watch the best racing in the world available right there at Fauner Keno.
We are chatting with Steve Anderson, the track announcer at Fauner Park. Steve-O, I've been trying like hell over the last year to win the Powerball so that I could donate to the Bosselman so we could get it back up to $100,000 or $125,000 race. What are there any changes, that significant changes, that race fans are going to see coming into this year?
As far as the format and the sequence of stake races and the purses that have been assigned to these races over the last couple of years, no, it looks like it's status quo in that regard. There have been some changes off the track as far as officials are concerned. Bob Pollock is now the state steward. He replaces the retired Jim Haberlin and actually just moves over one chair down in the office. He He worked last year for the first time after about a 20-year absence as just a regular steward hired and employed by the local racetrack at Fawner. So that's a big move, not physically, because he's still working out of the same office, but you guys are going to get a chance to visit with him tomorrow morning, and I think you're going to find out that this is one of the most upstanding, calm, collected, most reasonable men that I have ever been around in my life. I have nothing but positive things to say about him. I think that he's a calming influence on the problems they have on the backside. Everybody's trying to get their horse in every day, get conditions written so that it fits their horses. And a fair man I have never met. So in that regard, there's a couple of little administrative changes going on. The rider colony is basically the same. Of the top 10 riders last year, only one has not returned. That's young Ashley Dill. She came in late last year from Oakland Park in Arkansas. The word that I've got is that she's contemplating retirement. I've done a lot of thinking about that. I think you'll see the girl rider who wears the pink patent leather boots reappear sometime during the Fawner season. But the trainers, you look at the core of them, they're relatively the same. We lost Jim Maillard, the great Canadian trainer who won all the big races last year, including the Postleman with Andy Otis and Allie Wynn and other horses like Yankee Gentleman, has disappeared off the face of the earth. And the Australian-born trainer, Dudley Graham, who's been very successful here the last couple of years, had a breakup with his owner down in Texas, and he's disappeared. But the beat just keeps going on, guys. I don't think physically, if you walk into the racetrack, it's going to be different than any other day you walked into the racetrack. But advanced ticket sales are up. Enthusiasm is up. I hope the prices aren't up too much, the concession stand, and the same wagering format's available as well. So, you know, maybe it's same old song, different verse, but what works, why would you change it? It works tremendously for Fawner Park.
Steve Anderson. Steve, we thank you for the time, and we'd just love to hear those final words.
Hey, guys, as always, you know, we can't wait to see you, Doug and Daddy, and all your fans at the races.
All right, and you know what? We're finding a way to call a race again this year. Steve, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fawner Park. It all gets underway tomorrow, and why not head over in your new vehicle, brand new or pre-owned, from the Midway Auto Dealership in Kearney, voted the number one dealer in Kearney by the recent Kearney Hub Best of Kearney Reader's Choice Awards. Midway Auto Group is there for you. Chevrolet, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's all there for you. And don't forget a Buick if you like those as well. They're also celebrating their 25th anniversary and the fact that they're the number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska and the Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram location, the number one volume size dealer in the Midwest. It's all there. And at thinkmidway.com, you can check out their inventory, check out the great deals. And, of course, there's a Facebook page. They've got trivia contests, ways you can be winners, and pick up a little something here, a little something there that will keep your vehicle running smooth. It is the Midway Auto Dealership. We have got breaking news in the Nebraska football program, and it's coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline Next Gen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline Next Gen conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline Max Life Next Gen High Mileage and a Fram Tough Guard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. I'm back here in the Tri-Cities this week with Auk Husker Recruiting. Sponsored by T&L Irrigation, tonight I'm at Indian Head Golf in Grand Island. You'll need reservations for tonight's event. We begin at 6:30 p.m. Sponsored by T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Another special offer from the Tri-City Storm is coming right to your mobile. So if you haven't already, text HIVG to 90210.
Wind advisory continues for the listening area. Today we'll see partly sunny skies as winds increase out of the northwest to 20 to 35. Temperatures will be steady in the low 40s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and lows in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Great deals when you are a member of our ESPN Rewards Club.
They're going to be sending out a special offer from the Tri-City Storm. All you've got to do is text HIVGI to 90210.
HIVE, that's HYVEE.
GI to 90210.
Okay.
They'll be sending you a Tri-City special Storm special offer. You can't go wrong.
Folks, you can also win a lot of prizes, collect prizes. You're not winning them, you're earning them, and you don't have to do anything but click on your computer. 500 points to join, 100 points to be on the mobile rewards. So when you text that Hy-Vee, you're going to get your 100 points. Great deals on there from Hy-Vee, the Storm, the Danger, RFA tickets, PBR tickets, and a whole lot more being added. Cunningham's is on there.
Doug and Daddy t-shirts, is it getting better than that?
Give me a t-shirt. Tell you that all the time. Now you get one, it's no problem. You know what's sad is it is the lowest point total on the whole board to get a Doug and Daddy t-shirt.
Yeah, it's like 34.
You got to work on that. You can clothe the family with what's going on. But do that today, folks. We want you to say.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We promised you some Nebraska football news before the break, and we have it. Nebraska has completed its football schedule for this year and has announced the addition of future non-conference home games as far away as 2019, Daddy.
Call your travel agent today.
The addition, we needed one more game, Nebraska did this year. Southern Miss comes in on the first. Then we go to UCLA. Then Nebraska comes back home to play Arkansas State. And to round it out, Saturday, September the 22nd, rolling in to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln.
York College.
No, it's a little better than that. From the Potato State, I think you're going to like this. Huh? I don't think you would have expected this, Daddy.
Not the Vandals.
It is. No, it's not the Vandals. Who else is in the Potato State?
Idaho State.
Who else is in the Potato State?
Not Boise.
Well, they're in the Potato State, but it's Idaho State. Idaho State is coming off a 2-9 season, and their nickname is? They're no stranger to competition. In the past three seasons alone, Idaho State has traveled to BYU, Washington State, Georgia, Arizona State, and Oklahoma. The Bengals coming in to Lincoln.
Wow.
Also, Nebraska has confirmed. We knew when Carl Pelini got hired at Florida Atlantic, they let it slip down there that they were going to be playing Nebraska in 2014. August 30th, 2014, the Huskers take on Florida Atlantic. Of course, Carl Pelini's got to get through a couple of years before that all materializes. But Nebraska had played the Owls in the 2008 season opener. They join a 2014 schedule that includes Fresno State, Miami, and themselves. Nebraska is scheduled to begin the 2015 season in Lincoln against BYU, September the 5th. It will be the first ever meeting between Nebraska and BYU, and South Alabama is coming in 2015 and 2019, where Terry Bowden was.
No, he's at North Alabama.
Oh, this is South Alabama?
It's on the other end of the state, I would imagine.
Dang it, anyhow.
That does it for the day, Doug.
Do we have anything else? We talked about that. We got the Nebraska women playing tonight. You can hear that on 1230 AM KHAS at Michigan State. Congratulations to UNK's Vanessa Jones, the first Loper women's basketball player ever named first team academic All-American. Mike Dentlinger on the second team is the sixth Loper to receive the award. And like I said on sports earlier today, it's not like this is one of those teams that has 40 people on the first team. They have five. Five in the entire Division II nation. One of them is Vanessa Jones. One of them is Caitlin Petrie out of Kearney Catholic, who finishes up her career at Shadron State. So congratulations there to those young ladies. Nebraska Danger tonight. They are at home for an exhibition game, a preseason game at 7:05 at the Heartland Events Center. Then it's into Fodder Park and all of that action going on starting tomorrow. We want to thank Steve Anderson, track announcer at Fodder Park, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, as well as Don Leese, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. Don't forget Kearney Catholic Minden on the Breeze 94.5, Loomis Bertrand on Classic Hits 98.9, Kennesaw Amherst right here on ESPN Radio, all tipping off at 7 o'clock tonight. Girls districts are tomorrow. Among our guests tomorrow from Fodder Park, Bob Pollock. And we will have others joining us as well as the combine continues and the draft nears.
Douglas, you will know this. Many people do not. After tonight's action, the district matchups will be set. We will bring it to you as fast as we can.
Yep, they'll be set, bracket it out. Tomorrow we'll have all that information for you here on the show. Class C plays on Monday, Class D on Tuesday.
Cool. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.